Apothecary Supply.
They call it an earthquake swarm, and it actually shook some Los Angeles beaches. What is a swarm? Shaking what beaches? I'll give you the details. Two people dead near the border crossing in Arizona, that illegal spot, oh yeah, that we're so concerned about here in America, as the governor continues to get death threats in that state, although a lot of people are backing up Arizona, and then there are some that are backing away from Arizona, and the so-called boycotts continue to be announced from various states who refuse to send conventions into AZ. I'll tell you one thing. If the commissioner of baseball panders to this and would somehow remove the All-Star game from Arizona, what a joke that would be. However, I hear that that's an impossibility at this point, and so they'll try to skirt around it, I believe. There's no skirting around it in Texas. You know what it sounds like when you hear a natural gas explosion, a line exploding? It was like a plume, although not the plume of dark oil gushing out into the Gulf of Mexico, a plume of fire that flew up into the air about 50 miles southwest of Dallas in a town called Cleburne. Here's what one family said it sounded like and how it actually shook a house.
One of my friend's mother's house, the window shook on her house, and she is probably 7, maybe 10 miles away. Felt a big explosion and was close enough to actually feel the percussion off of it.
Yeah, it's a scary thing when you don't know what it is. You know, it's that unknown deal. It's kind of like, have any of you had this feeling where you're, I know you have, where you've been in the backyard, maybe you've had a few, iced teas, and you're hanging out and you hear the sirens go off and you're thinking, man, this siren is so long. And you hear it again and again, and it sounds like it's the biggest accident. It would have to be, because why are so many people being dispatched? And then it turns out to be, you don't know what it is. It turns out to be nothing if you flip on the evening news, the local news, but it just sounds like it's the worst thing that could have possibly happened on the other side of town or perhaps even close by. This supposedly is that natural gas line exploding is what it was like, and you heard them say 10 miles away. Even further than that, they felt like there was something else going on because it shook houses and really frightened a lot of people. Sadly, you had a person that was killed, one of the workers, when they accidentally hit that line. It was just that massive fireball that flew in to the air. And as you know, our satellite facility is in Dallas. That's where I'm broadcasting from. Of course, the plush mothership is in Minneapolis. And once again, we are in the thick of it here on America Tonight in June. Where does the time go? June. January, February, March, April. I think I'm still back on April. I don't know about the rest of you. I had to flip my calendar forward. Anyway, if you've never heard the show before, my name's Kate Delaney, and again, it is America Tonight. Left, right, undecided, somewhere in between. If you got an opinion and you think it's worthwhile, please throw yours in, 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. In fact, if you go to the website, we have some things up that you can see what you missed in some polls and various stories recently that we've written about. In fact, there's a funny thing if you go to Blunder of the Day, which is one of my favorite deals, about a country singer who's pretty famous. I think all of you would know who I'm talking about if you go there and you look under Blunder of the Day and see that he has cut off his pigtails. There's a big hint there. It would be Willie Nelson. I can't ever remember in my lifetime seeing him without pigtails. And it's so odd it was a couple of weeks ago when he did it. Just cut the hair off. It was getting in the way. It was a pain. His wife said, it was so much of a pain, I was glad that he cut it off. I think it's a blunder. It's such a signature thing for him. And they're gone. Willie, what happened? I don't understand. So I don't understand this either. The fact that you're on Vandersloot all these many years, since 2005, in Aruba, for whatever reason, they could never get anything to stick to him and find out what happened with poor little Natalie Holloway, who was just 17 years old, went on the class senior trip, which was chaperoned, and then was never heard from again, and the family was just left in shock and trying to keep her name out there in the press and whatnot. And Vandersloot was the prime suspect, but they never were able to nail him. Well, now they've nailed him. Cops in Peru say that he admitted to breaking the neck of a 21-year-old student after they discovered she was in the hotel room, and she discovered that Vandersloot was connected to the disappearance of the American Holloway, because he's saying that she looked in his personal affairs by grabbing a laptop. He freaked out and broke her neck, and you know that she intruded into his personal things, his private life. That's what set him off, and that set off the chain of events that now has put him in a jail cell. Nobody deserves it better. I mean, here's a guy who, you know, has the world by the tail, and maybe that's the problem. Daddy gave him everything. He was a spoiled rich kid, very arrogant, yanking everyone all around about the Holloway stuff. And maybe now there's some closure for the people connected to that case, because with this murder confession, he's going down, and going down in a big way in Peru. And I think that's a good thing. They can't give him enough time, life. And if he gets life, then he can confess to the Holloway thing, because who cares? And maybe he'll do that, which would be great for the family of the 17-year-old that just left people terrified. I mean, you think of those senior trips, and, you know, some of you have kids that are seniors, some of you have grandkids that are seniors, and, you know, how do you deal with it in this current world where you have to let kids learn to be independent and explore and trust, but how far does that trust go? And I would think that some people would probably ixnay the trip because they would be concerned with the chaperone situation or whatever. I don't think they expected that to happen with this group from Alabama that went down to Aruba. But can you believe it? It's been 5 years already, and finally this idiot, he turns up the bad penny that he is, and they were able to connect him to the woman in Lima. Bravo to quick acting police work there. All right, the earthquake swarm that shook some of those beaches in L.A. What is a earthquake swarm? Well, it's, you know, you get a 3.7 tremor, 3.5, small earthquakes under the Santa Monica Bay. But the, small enough and you know, in succession that it definitely was felt by some of the surfers and other people that would be on the beach and maybe were taking a dip, kind of a little bit of a jolt, just a short shift you might feel. Quakes that are like in that magnitude don't cause harm, but you're aware of them, especially if you're in the water. That would be an odd feeling, wouldn't it? Trying to catch a wave. Oop, something grabbed me. What was that? I hope it's not a shark. It would have to be a weird feeling when you're trying to jump up on the board. 800-259-5791. Catch up with you in a few.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Just walk away. Pretending.
All right, talking about walking away, that's exactly what Helen Thomas was forced to do. And I know a lot of you don't have any love loss for the longtime journalist turned columnist that's covered the White House since the Eisenhower days. But what a shocker for some of the things that she had to say about what's happening in the Gaza Strip. We played it a couple of times. We're not going to play it again, but you know what she said. And she, like I said, touched the third rail. So she's done. I mean, the Hearst people probably said, listen, we're not taking the heat on this one. And there's too much backlash over this. And yeah, we know that you apologized, but it's not enough. So you're going to be 90 in a couple of months. Why not just go out? And so, here's what she said. She made the comments about the Jews in Israel. She works for the, right now, so we're clear, she works for the Hearst Corporation, and she's been working for them doing the columns since 2000. They just put out they didn't even say anything. They just put out a story that pretty much said she's announcing her retirement effective immediately. And everybody, as far as the journalists, didn't back her up, said that it's indefensible. The White House Correspondents Association said that she'd been somebody who sat in the front row seat in the briefing room, you know, forever. Of course, the White House dummy, Robert Gibbs, said that what she said was offensive and reprehensible, and other White House spokespeople called for her to be fired. So it was a weird, abrupt end to a career that was spanned decades. Like I said, since Eisenhower, she's been around. And just so you get the little glimpse of it, because we've been talking about this ad nauseum, pretty much, I'll encapsulate this. She said Jews should get the hell out of Palestine, suggesting they go to Germany and Poland and even the United States instead. And that's what ultimately cut her legs off, I think. She did apologize, but the apology was not accepted. So Helen Thomas is persona non grata, like I was mentioning. She's done. She's gone. She's not covering the White House anymore. You may have some thoughts about this. Feel free to throw in your two on it, 800-259-5791. And, you know, it goes back to Israel and ties with Israel and you know, ultimately where we're at in this. And if you look at some of the things that she said lately, she was somebody who probably could have retired longer, you know, a long time ago. But she was this icon. She was this person who had been there forever, and she defied the odds, I'll say, because, you know, usually somebody doesn't, especially in this kind of a brutal business, in where she had moved around from long-term jobs and then got the column gig. You know, that's interesting to be able to say the least, to be able to hold on to that. But I think it's because she had so much history behind her, no doubt. But such weird, harsh words, I think, by the press secretaries. You know, in a way, who cares? I don't care what the press secretary, what his opinion is of Helen Thomas. And at the tail end of what Robert Gibbs said, he said something about, and I'm sure it's not what the rest of you in this room think. How does he know what anyone in the room thinks? They're reporters who are asking questions about what is going on affecting the country or what they think the important story is of the day. How's that? That's where we're at on that one. All right, the other thing is the oil spill and the suggestion that, hey, 1% of the birds only live anyway, so we've got these pelicans that are being washed off, and it pretty much illustrates the casualties, how many are, after now we're going into day 50, how many are going to survive this. 1% is what they say. So why bother doing it? Why not just kill them instead of trying to do the Dawn soap thing or whatever else it is that they're going to use to clean them off? Tomas in Michigan said, hey, they're birds, just let them die. You might have a different opinion, and I've definitely, since Tomas came on, I've gotten a couple of emails about that. Remember, Tomas was the guy who was so, Tomas, you were so hard on the dogs when the Michael Vick thing happened. He said, they're dogs, they're just dogs. So now he's saying they're just birds. And the other big thing is in New Jersey, the terror suspects got their day in court. They'd been following them, the FBI, really kind of clicked on to them in 2006, were able to catch them at JFK. I think they were letting them hang themselves, so to speak, go to JFK. They were jumping on planes to go to Egypt separately and end up in Somalia, saying a lot of crazy, wild things, more of that homegrown terrorist kind of stuff. And once again, where does it end up? It's on the East Coast. Here is what I consider a huge, huge, ridiculous blunder, and I don't get this. British Airways is apologizing for this picture. You know what the picture is? They've got a company magazine, and it has a boarding pass in the name of Osama bin Laden. Gee, how do you think that ended up in their magazine? They said that the image of the fake boarding pass that was in their, it's called LHR News. It's a bi-weekly thing they put out. It's, you get it at the airport. Employees get it. It's this bi-weekly thing, like I said. So they say it's a mistake. They don't know how it happened. And they didn't even know it was there until somebody in social media saw it and posted it all over the place. So, you know, hello, bin Laden. We know who bin Laden is, right? He's probably somewhere in Saudi Arabia kicking back. I don't know. Or he's on the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Or who knows? Maybe someone did taxidermy on him and he's stuffed somewhere and people are worshiping him. I don't know. But this is the deal. How do you, as British Airways, how does somebody come up with an ad that has, oh, this fake boarding pass that could have any kind of a made-up name, but it's Osama bin Laden? Yeah, give me a break. All right, so if you have something you want to say, now's the time to jump on 800-259-5791. I think we need a little reaction from Minneapolis on that boarding pass deal, British Airways. What do you say, live audience? Yeah, I have to say, I agree. Gee, you think that wasn't a setup? You know what, Matt? Is that not ridiculous? What kind of... I think it obviously was intentional. I think it's intentional, but who's the bozo that was able to get that close to put in the ad and it says that on the boarding pass? I mean, it makes no sense. How does somebody get that close to the ad process and they don't... Nobody... You know, who's checking it? I got to think that some heads are going to roll because that's pretty embarrassing for British Airways. That's not like a, oh, yeah, we misspelled a few words or why do we have that up there? We don't run that route anymore or some other kind of, misinformation. That goes beyond misinformation. All right, speaking of information, you know, just in mentioning this oil spill thing and the fact that the birds, in killing the birds or not killing the birds. And I said I've gotten a bunch of reaction to this. I got something else, another thing that I'm going to add to that on where we're headed with the oil spill, but I'm going to save it for a second. Let's go to Cindy first in Kentucky. Cindy, you have the floor. Hello.
Hey, Kate. Called you Thursday, and this is a kind of changing the subject a little bit. For my trifecta pick.
Yes.
And I told you that I had a gut feeling about Drosselmeyer. Do you remember that?
I do. And, oh, if you had just nailed that trifecta, but you were right about Drosselmeyer. You were dead on. I mean, wow, that, you know, it was 7, 5, and 11 is the order they came in. But you had Drosselmeyer in your, definitely in your trifecta. Wouldn't it have been nice to pluck a couple dollars down on that 13-1 odds?
Well, actually, I had some picks that I was going to bet at Keeneland, and I didn't get to make it, and I would have hit the win place and show bet and three other exactas had I went, but something came up and I didn't get to make it. But anyway,
don't tell me that. I hate that. Woulda, shoulda, coulda, and it's just one of those things. You're right.
Yeah.
When you just it was in your head because you're right. I clearly remember you saying that. When, because nobody else had looked at, other people had thrown Drosselmeyer around, and I had read a little bit in the racing form about Drosselmeyer, but nobody was picking Drosselmeyer to win. And then that was huge for Mike Smith, who had the mounts on the horse.
Yeah. So I just wanted to touch base.
I'm glad you called in. Hey, congratulations anyway, because you did say that, so you were dead on right on the first pick. Too bad you didn't nail the trifecta. That would have been sweet. Hang with us, everyone.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
And tonight in our next segment, fruits and nuts. We always have a bunch of fruits and nuts. We got some really good ones for you this time. Hey, how about this story that got lost in the sauce among everything that's been happening? You know, water cooler buzz is what I call it. It's on the top of our minds. Going into day 50 here with the oil spill, you can't help but have some opinion on this. You're not breathing. You don't have a pulse. You're not an American if you don't have some kind of an opinion about the spill, whether BP is getting beat up over the head too much, or some people think that's ridiculous, or it's the government's fault because, hey, they pushed the whole offshore drilling too deep, and then this was bound to happen, so they should have left it in the shallows. If you're going to have it, leave it in the shallows, and too bad if it's an eyesore, at least it's a safe eyesore. Or that the reaction still wasn't fast enough, and now it's all about making up for the lack of being there immediately. I mean, I've already beat this guy up, and I always say this. I don't like to have a lot of dead horses in the studio, so I don't want to keep saying the same thing over and over again. But I pin a lot of this on, now granted, you're the president. Let's say I'm the president. It's the buck stops with me then. So if I have Stu in Kentucky on my cabinet, and I have Mark in New York, and I have Tomas in Michigan, they have various roles, and they screw up and they drop the ball on whatever it is, then it's still my fault. I mean, it's my people who I've put in place. So you have Ken Salazar, who's running the Interior Department. They found a scapegoat for him, but he should have never, when you have this oil spill, it is a big deal. It's gushing out. Even if you're not really sure what the amount is, it's too big of a deal, especially when you know the sensitivity of the moratorium on oil drilling and then what your boss, the president, has said weeks before. This is a game you can't leave, even if you're just itching to get on a raft and go down the Colorado River at the Grand Canyon, you're just going to have to postpone. You cannot do that. Remember Brownie. Remember what happened with him during Katrina. And, you know, he was the head of FEMA, and everybody wanted a piece of his hide because he was off having dinner at one point and said something like, "Don't bother me now, I'm having dinner," when people were dying. And so it was ill-timed, that remark, and he was busy doing something else. Well, if you can do that to Mike Brown, well, then what about Salazar? I don't understand why he gets such a free pass from everybody. So that's it. That there in a nutshell is exactly how I feel about how the administration has handled this. How about this story that, like I said, is getting lost because of so many other things that are happening? Yemeni authorities are saying they got 12 Americans in custody, right? And the arrests could be linked to a joint U.S.-Yemeni anti-terror campaign. There's very little information on this, and I tried to eke some out today, and I didn't have a lot of luck with it. There's only a few scattered details about it. And the only thing that they're saying is that there's some arrests, and they're trying to get more info about the people who are being held. This is going to be a big one. I have a feeling about this. They're talking about having not just Americans, but Brits. They've got an Australian woman in connection with an investigation into Al-Qaeda's increased amount of push in the country, right? So the arrest happened last week, and these were people who were put under surveillance, and it's not very clear as to whether the 12 Americans are part of those that were rounded up last week. You've got foreign language schools and American students that have been targeted as the government is getting serious on their own about cracking down on the threat they're facing now that they're feeling the sting of Al-Qaeda themselves. But it's still very murky as to, well, who are these? Are they students? Who are these people? Who are these 12? And what is the threat to the United States and Yemen? So they're not releasing very much. And I have a feeling that this is a powder keg. There's a lot that's going to come out of this, and it's probably going to be connected to that radical American Yemeni clerk, Anwar al-Awlaki, who is supposed to be the guy who inspired a bunch of attacks recently on the U.S. and is hiding in Yemen, and they're trying to smoke him out. They're trying to find him. So maybe they're getting a little bit closer if, in fact, they've arrested some people that they can connect to him. And it's not the American thing that I'm so concerned about. I want to know who the people are, what they were specifically going to do, or what it looked like they were going to do, and how the plot, how it unfolded, how they were able to get the information. I mean, if anything, hey, if they're, what happens now? We have these U.S. guys once again. Convict them, leave them there. Just leave them there. They don't want to be in the U.S. They want to cut our heads off. They don't like the freedoms we enjoy. Then stay in Yemen and see how much you like it, especially just rot in a hole over there if that's what it's about. So keep your eyes peeled for more on this. Of course, we'll have anything that we get on America Tonight, but I was really working the phones on that and didn't nary a peep. Because once the story kind of leaked out, I think what happened at the Pentagon, I have a decent source there, they told them to shut up on this one. So that's what I'm curious about, where all of it ultimately leads. All right, I said coming up that we were going to do fruits and nuts. And I'm going to lighten the load here for a second, because how many times have you been, whether it's in Kentucky, in Lexington, Louisville, wherever, or in New Jersey, or in Connecticut, or in any places that you're listening to me, or in the great state of Michigan? You know, we had Pete who called in earlier to tell us about Obama going to speak to, do a commencement, in fact, for a group of students in Kalamazoo. And you know what's interesting about the Kalamazoo thing? Actually, somebody had something happen in the crowd where they're not sure if it was they fainted or something else happened to them, but somebody passed out in the crowd, some parent passed out, and it kind of created, I guess, a little bit of a scuttle. After Pete said that about Kalamazoo, someone sent me something about what had happened in the crowd. Do you think they were fainting because they were overwhelmed with what Obama was saying? I'm not so sure. Okay, so here's the story that I wanted to mention. How many times, wherever it is that you live, have you been stopped or stuck in traffic because of animals? Whether it's, you know, I'm saying animals crossing a freeway or crossing the street, the back streets that you're on or whatever. Do you know that, I mean, no joke, that this has happened to me probably about four times? It happened one time when somebody hit a deer, and that happened on a freeway, and I can't remember what freeway it was, but it was in Ohio, and it was in, I want to say, it was Canton, Ohio. It was right around Canton, Ohio. It's happened to me when a steer got loose somehow in Dallas and really backed up traffic and actually had slammed into a couple of cars. And now you have this crazy story about a bear shutting down the California freeway. It really happened where a bear got loose. I mean, I'm sorry, I can't help but laugh. Nobody got hurt. And you know, L.A., can you think of it? The traffic, could it be any worse? And you have a bear that gets out and is wandering around, and they eventually got the bear, no harm, no foul, and the animal control people came out. But how crazy is that? Got escaped from the zoo somehow and was just going down the California freeway. Matt, have you ever had that happen to you? Has any kind of an animal crossing ever stopped you dead in your tracks, so to speak?
When was this? I was, what, 16 or 17. This is the first car accident I was ever in. My car got sandwiched. We had three buddies. We were coming back from practice. I don't even remember what sport I was playing at the time. But the car in front of my buddy slammed on his brakes for a turtle that was in the road.
Oh!
I ran in the back of my buddy in his 1972 Datsun pickup. And then my other buddy totaled my car. Like, my car, I had a Pontiac 6000, you know, one of those awesome cars of the 90s.
Oh!
And it just got smashed. And, yeah, that was the first accident I was ever in. It was all over a turtle.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Now, see, the turtle, I mean, listen, I wouldn't want to kill anything, but you just got to...
Yeah, but you can swerve around it.
Yeah, that was bad. That was a bad one.
And then that guy, like, took off right away before we could even, like, talk to him or anything, because I was seriously pissed. I'm like, come on, dude. Like, don't slam on your brakes like that for a turtle.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
for
the
turtle.
Follow-up is don't fall so close to your buddies, but, you know...
Right, where everybody's
driver.
Sure, everybody's on everybody's tail, and then that's what happens. That would be scary, though.
Yeah.
And then especially when you find out that it's the turtle, and making that phone call when you're 16 back home to your father, that had to be awful.
Oh, and the other thing, too, is I didn't have my license on me at the time either, so I had to have my dad bring me my license while, like, the cops were coming to the scene of the accident.
So. Oh, yeah, that's bad. Good thing you weren't in Arizona, but yeah, a turtle. One time I did that with a cat. I hit a cat. I was trying to swerve. I didn't do anything to the car, and then I tried to chase down the cat. I felt awful. Stay with us. Fruits and Nuts coming up.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar.
a special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's DoublyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Finish line for this hour of America Tonight anyway. So if you want to throw in on all the stuff we've been talking about or just a little bit of the stuff, some animal that you nearly hit but missed or traffic backing up, you can do that. Thoughts on Jeroen Vandersloot. Come on, who doesn't think this guy should have the book thrown at him? He confessed to it. I just hope that there's closure in the Holloway thing. Or any of the other things that we've been mentioning, the curiousness of what's going on in Yemen, and let's hope that they release more of the details on it, but I think it's going to be something huge. Then you have these two idiots in New Jersey that they being the FBI, were watching, and they were able to keep close tabs on them and nail them at JFK. They wanted them to go to JFK, got them there. Hey, weed out as many as you can. That's what has to happen with homegrown terrorists and these sleeper cells. We really have no account of how much danger lurks around us. I mean, let's face it, it's not fear-mongering, it's just the world we live in. 800-259-5791. So we're going to do a little fruits and nuts, and then we're going to go to the mailbag. Thank you very much. A lot of people throwing in when it comes to the mail. AmericaTonight.net, that's the way that you can get to us with any of your thoughts. So here's the scoop, and there was a lot of them when it came to oil. Here's a scoop on fruits and nuts. The I think some of the biggest fruits and nuts on the day are these Hollywood types. And, you know, who cares in a way, except for what is the deal with Charlie Sheen? He had to plead guilty to misdemeanor assault. He's going to serve a 30-day sentence and three months probation. Here's what I don't get about Charlie Sheen. He is what he is, right? Okay? But, man, it's like he has like a thousand lives when it comes to women. Because if you read anything about Sheen, he's nuts. He's nutty. And yet these women continue to hook up with him. So, you know, what he agreed to, the assault, was in a domestic violence case with his wife, his current wife, and what he has to do is work at a Colorado, gee, this is easy, huh? A Colorado theater company during the jail sentence. That's what his wife's attorney is saying. So in exchange, they're going to drop the criminal part of it. And this all goes back to an argument he had with his wife on Christmas Day in Aspen, where they were on vacation. And the deal calls for him to do what he has to do to get over the hump. Prosecutors said last week that he reached this plea agreement, but they didn't have any details on it. And, I mean, this guy, could he get any luckier? He's the star of a hit television show, Two and a Half Men, and he hooks up with these women, and then I don't know if he just loses it, he can't stay in the game or what the deal is, but he just keeps getting chance after chance after chance. So now finally he's going to take anger management classes, for what that's worth. and then he's got to present evidence showing he's completed a 36-hour course at the end of it. Maybe there's another Hollywood celeb who could be part of possibly the same course that he's in. The other person who makes our fruits and nuts category is this Lindsay Lohan. I don't understand the fascination with her. I don't get what she's about, but she once again finds herself in the thick of it, and she's got to have an ankle monitor, and this is because of a drinking situation with Lindsay Lohan. Now, when you have just uber amounts of money, you can hire drivers for really nothing. So why do they turn to get behind the wheel? I mean, maybe I'm answering my own question like anybody else, but get behind the wheel when they're binge drinking or just completely slammed. So she says she's sober now. She was banned from drinking alcohol by a judge, ordered to wear what they call the scram monitoring bracelet, and over Memorial Day weekend she was partying with a bunch of her pals. I guess her partying now is caffeine, so she lives on 8 cans of Red Bull a day. Then she drinks Coca-Cola and chain smokes cigarettes. Wow. They don't say anything about eating there. She is pretty thin. But she's trying to clean up her act, so it's just a Red Bull thing at this point. But she still has to wear the ankle bracelet until she can prove that she is sober and she's kicked it for good and she's not going to go back to alcohol. Red Bull. Matt, are you a Red Bull drinker at all?
No, not really. I kind of gave that up. It's too sugary.
Eight cans of it?
That would be kind of ridiculous.
I would be, you know,
put you in the hospital.
I was just going to say, that would I'd probably be jittery after that. I mean, I know a lot of people like it and drink it, but that's a lot. That's a lot of caffeine, excuse me.
You can end up with a lot of, what is it? Isn't it kidney trouble or something like that? I think that's what it is, but I'm not
kidney
sure.
Kidney stones.
Yeah, maybe something like that. If you don't get enough water and you just have all that pure sugar running through you.
Yeah, that's too much. Speaking of pure sugar, sugar and spice and everything nice, that's what they say about girls, right? What's the deal with Kate Gosselin? Here's another one. I don't know how many men listening to us. Remember, this is a lighter fare. Fruits and nuts. I don't know how many men listening to us have to suffer through that TLC show. Remember, it was Kate and John plus eight. Now she's minus the John, and it's Kate plus, it's just Kate plus eight. Sans John. And it aired on Sunday night, and I thought it was just a one-time deal. But apparently, no, they're back to the whole reality thing, so she's exploiting the kids again, but it's just her this time. I just don't get this. How interesting can this be to people to watch this woman with the eight kids? I don't know. I don't get the fascination. I love kids, but would I put my kids, if I had kids, in a bubble like that? And after especially what they just went through, the answer is even if we needed the money, because they had to have saved some of the loot, they were getting paid a ton of money. All right, without further ado, quickly, I'm going to scram to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. And included in the mailbag, we've got this one from Aaron Maxim. Aaron says, hey, Kate, I've been listening to the show for probably about a year now. Someday I'm going to get up the nerve to call. Call! We don't bite. I have to say the Helen Thomas brouhaha is kind of sad in a way. Yeah, she's kind of crazy, and she went a little bit too far with her comments. I mean, she should be able to say what she wants to say. I think Stu an hour or two ago made a good point about that in a way. But when she said the Germany and Poland thing, you know, that she had sealed her fate, too bad that she couldn't have just been able to go out on her own terms. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's just so abrupt. I mean, she doesn't need money. She doesn't need anything. So it's not like she's out on the street and she's got nothing. But after she was built up the way she was and was given that front row seat to the briefing, to just kick her to the curb, it is kind of chilly. It is chilly. Period. Here's one from Brad Denver. Hello, America. Tonight. What happened to birthdays? You got to bring back the birthdays, Kate. I love it when you do the birthdays, and I'm always so proud of myself when I can at least identify three of the names that you wish a happy birthday to. Well, you answered your own question. We went away from the birthdays because it's boring. It's boring after a while when there are a lot of obscure people celebrating a birthday. Certainly not the listeners of America Tonight, but these somewhat D-list celebrities, we'll call them. How's that? Keep the mail coming, gang.